All right, welcome to Yikes on Bikes. Today we're going to talk about
Mom and Dad.
First impressions of
Mom and Dad.
First impressions of
Mom and Dad.
Christy's
Mom and Dad.
And my
Mom and Dad.
All right, cue the song. So, putting 15 minutes on the clock, and today, Christy and I are going to talk about our families.
Dun, dun, dun.
I guess kind of just maybe the first impressions that we had of each other's families, and then we can also talk about our own families too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Did we go to your family first or mine?
I really don't remember.
You don't remember?
I feel like we went to mine, but I mean, I remember when I first met your parents, and I remember when you first met my whole family.
Actually, they're both pretty funny. We can start with the first time. What? We went to your family holiday dinner.
Yeah.
So, was it Christmas or Thanksgiving?
No. It was Chinese New Year's, which is, of course, a very big deal in the Chinese community or just our culture in
general. So I had both holidays wrong. It was actually Chinese New Year's.
He has, once again, terrible memory. He's always wrong. I'm always right. And that's just a fact. I'm not even kidding.
Yikes.
So what happened was my sister and my brother-in-law were actually out of town that year for Chinese New Year. And so my parents were watching my two older, my niece and nephew. And then the youngest niece, I think she wasn't even a year yet. Because
she was still
she wasn't walking yet at all. And so my brother-in-law's parents were actually watching her. So Jarvis and I were coming back from Urbana to go to this dinner. And then also know that my family is humongous. As in, I have over 20 cousins. And I have over, I think my grandma had... Well, she had 7 kids, and so I have, like, 7 aunts and uncles.
Yeah.
And then they all had kids, and so we have over 20 cousins, and then there are over, like, 15 great-grandkids, and so...
It's so big that Christy made me this, like, family tree list, and I still have it in my car today. Because, like, every time we go to Chicago, I can't remember who's who, or who, like...
Just know that... At our wedding, my family alone was like 100 people. Anyway, but not the point right now. But so huge family, we're going to this dinner. And then my mom calls me and says that she wants me to pick up Violet, which is my youngest niece, at the in-law's place to bring to the dinner because she'll be watching Violet because it's her turn since my sister's out of town and all. And so Jarvis and I, without really thinking, go and pick up Violet, and she's in her baby carrier. And just remember that my family has not met Jarvis at all. And I've been gone in Urbana, Champaign for like a year, and it's been a while since I visited. So we both walk into this giant party with this baby in our hands.
Yeah, so...
And... Basically, they don't know who he is, and they're like, oh, hey, Christy, and then they're like, why do you have a baby, and who is this man with you?
Yeah.
And so, like...
Well, I remember basically walking up and going into the room, and then, like, it was, like, maybe about 10 or 12 tables. Everyone just kind of, like,
stared
at us, and I was like, oh, God, I must have done something wrong.
It was like the whole room went silent because they were having such a good time, and then they saw us walk in with this baby. So I didn't even realize that it looked like I just got knocked up in Champaign-Urbana and just suddenly showed up to Chinese New Year dinner for the whole family. And so I looked really bad. And then I had to quickly, like, explain, because I finally realized the situation, that it was Violet and not our baby. And then I had to go around introducing Jarvis and saying, no, we did not have a baby, but this
is the first time I met them, they all thought Christy stayed in Urbana for 9 months and because she had a kid with me. I mean, you know, it was stupid. But I think for my family, we are kind of the opposite in size. My family is really small. So she said she had 100 people come to her wedding. I had like 5 outside of my parents. So not all of them came.
Six.
Well, yeah, something like that. But it's also different because you grew up with most of your family here in Chinatown. But all my family members are still in Korea. So, like, I never grew up with family. I've only had immediate family. You grew up with everybody.
A lot of cousins, yes. Yeah. I had an army with me.
You did have an army. Mm-hmm. So, like, I would go visit Korea once every, like, 10 years or something like that. And so, the last time I visited, I remember my grandfather. So my grandfather passed away, but a couple of years before he passed away, we were fortunate enough to go visit him in Korea. And he was kind of laying there in the hospital. He was just really sick. And then he called me over and he whispered to me, "You gotta promise me this. You have to marry another Korean girl." And I was, at that point, I didn't know what to do. I was like 16 or something. So I was like, oh, okay, sure. And here we are. Chrissy's not Korean.
No, you disobeyed the death wishes of your grandma.
Love is love.
You can't control it. You can't choose who you fall for.
But anyways, yeah, like, I haven't really seen much of my family, and it's a small family, as opposed to yours.
It was a little nerve-wracking, I guess, first meeting your parents.
Yeah.
Because my parents are very laid back.
Yeah.
I guess they don't really care who I really date. Well, as much, yeah.
I guess so. I mean, what were your impressions of, like, my dad and my mom?
Well, I loved your mom because the first time I met her, she just gave me a giant hug and she was super smiley, and that's what I remember because we just came back from a wedding or something and we were sleeping over at your house.
Yeah.
And this was, like, my first time ever seeing them. Your dad was a bit...
By the way, cutting in. So my mom, like, she can barely speak English. Well, she can speak English, but it's like, it's not that good.
It's pretty good now.
It's good now because after we started dating, like, this one time I went home and I caught her on her iPad and she was learning English through
Rosetta Stone. I know.
And I was like, oh my god, that's so cute. She's trying to talk to Christy.
Okay, she's like the sweetest.
Yeah.
I love your mom. So she gave me the warmest welcome. Your dad was a bit more intimidating. He didn't say hi to me for the longest time. Every time I saw him, I would greet him and be like, "Hi, Mr. Kim." And he would just kind of look at me and then walk away. And I, like, had no idea what to do. And I think the first time I met him, I was like, "Oh, hi, Mr. Kim." And he's all like, And then he just walked away. But
he's like your very quiet to himself.
Yeah.
He looks super strict.
I guess the stereotypical kind of Asian father,
right,
in a way.
Well, like, we were just watching Fresh Off the Boat, and we got to see, what's her face?
Constance Wu?
Yeah, her dad, right, in the show?
Yeah.
And he's very quiet and reserved. And that's kind of like my dad, I guess.
Yeah. Like, there's just this weird barrier between father and child, I guess.
I mean, that's how I grew up, though. It's all good. I know,
but
both care.
But after he finally realized that Jarvis and I were a serious relationship, so Jarvis actually had a really long talk with his dad one night, and I was, like, really nervous. And it's the longest they've ever talked in their lifetime about me.
Were you there?
You were at my apartment, and you went into, like, another room to talk to him for, like, over an hour.
Oh, on the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, I don't remember this.
Basically, he realized that we were getting serious, and Jarvis's dad was like, "Are you sure about this girl?" or something, something. And I of course, was like very nervous because I was like, "Does he approve of me or does he not?" But it was very reassuring, actually, because he fully supported Jarvis in anything that he chose. And he was basically like, you know, if this is the girl you want or you think is right for you, then, you know, I fully support you, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like,
that
only
was the tone.
Yeah, the only thing was that he wished that I could, you know, be able to speak Korean with them, which is understandable. But I don't know. To me, that was, like, huge. Mm-hmm. And now he's actually, like, a secret teddy bear at heart. Because I don't know why, but he has such a soft side now that I know him.
Yeah.
He has, like...
He has that side that no one else sees, and he doesn't show that to me ever. But he shows it to everyone else. So, like...
It's actually really cute. He, like, appreciates all these little drawings I make, and it, like, makes him happy. And then he secretly bought me a winter jacket because he knows that I get cold easily. It's so cute.
I think, like, so, like, the way you view my mom is kind of like how I view your dad. Like, he's, like, super friendly, super welcoming, like, jokes around all the time.
Oh my gosh, he jokes around all the
time. It's like, I can tell that you and your dad are like...
The same person?
Yeah, the same person, or just totally identical in, like, your character. Like, the way you goof around, he goofs around. And so, like, talking to him is super easy. But with your mom, like, to this day, it's just, like, awkward every time, like... Like, I never know how to say bye to her. First of all, I don't know what to call her because, like, it's weird. I don't know if I call her mom because I don't know
mom.
If she's ready to accept it. But, like, I don't want to call her Nancy, you know? So
don't call her Nancy. Just call her mom.
She's but the thing is, I call your dad dad, and I'm okay with it. And he's
Why
okay.
Why did you call my mom?
I don't know. Well, because every time we say goodbyes too, like, I never know if I have to give her a handshake or a hug, but I know I have to hug her. But when I go for a hug, it's like...
She goes for the handshake.
No, she doesn't go for the handshake. It's always like when the upper hand, you know, like when you come up for a hug, both of our same hands are going up. And so we always like... run into each other, and it's like completely awkward. It's a mess.
You guys gotta figure it out, man.
I don't know.
You guys gotta figure it out.
But yeah, I guess that's both our families. And
well, my mom is actually a big jokester too.
Yeah.
But she's only more so like that when she's with my dad. I think it's because she had to play like kind of the more serious parent.
Yeah.
You know? Which makes sense.
Yes.
No, but she can be fun too. She likes to be really sneaky. Which is kind of fun.
Well, yeah, I don't know. That's just how I've come to meet your parents and meet your family.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot more to it too with just background stuff with how we were raised, but I guess that's just first impression things.
Yeah, right? First impressions. Well, I mean, for background and how we grew up, you guys can tune in next time because we have 3 seconds left on the clock.
Whoops.
Oh, there it is.
So sad. Too bad. You woke Tofu up.
I did. He just like popped up.
It's okay. He went back to sleep.
Well, thanks again, guys, for listening. I think it's been awesome hearing your feedback. I think it was surprising, first of all, that people actually listen to this. And I don't know. It's been good for us, and we're kind of excited to just talk and talk crap about each other.
But, yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's really cool. And, yeah, I don't know. Next week.
Thanks for tuning in. Yikes, 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 and bikes. Bikes,
we'll see you, yikes, we'll see you next Friday.
Yikes, 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 bikes, and yikes, yikes, bikes.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.